You blow it up tough and make you sicker. And I didn't know just how to fix it like I do now.
It's certainly pleasant to be able to go down and buy it, isn't it?
Sure costs money, I think.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
Sure getting high.
The taxes just keep going up and up and up.
The cheapest day's work tobacco you got here, a little plug about that long, is it costs you 23 cents a square, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in Arkansas, just anywhere, if you cross the line, you can buy the same tobacco for 15 cents.
Hmm.
Only 3 cents difference. And the cigarette tobacco, you know, Prince Albert and stuff mm-hmm. and that, it's about 6-7 cents cheaper than it is here.
Hmm.
They don't have that state tax on it.
No, we have a whopping tax on tobacco. I don't think that's fair.
What about our gasoline over here? They're just going every day.
Yeah, that's right.
But I guess we have to have it. We got a big state and lots of people to spend the money anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that gasoline tax if they put it for roads, but they don't. Only a small amount goes for roads. And I don't think that's fair either. But then.
I think we pay about 13 cents here for
I heard some men talking last night. I think they said it was 10 and 7 tenths. That is about 7 cents of that is state tax and the rest is federal tax or something like that.
What do you think about, would we mention our governor, what do you think about Ed, these young men? And I thought he would, yeah, I did put a young man in, but boy, he sure raising everything high, ain't it?
Yeah, I
and
just
trying
don't know.
To take everything away from our, we have a county commissioner here, you know, three commissioners that runs our county. Yeah, they're trying to take that away from them now, and their money away from them, and they'll appropriate what they need, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong. I think every county ought to have this.
Well, I don't know. I've been happy with some of Edmondson's reforms when they went in, but it seems that the reform comes and they think, well, we'll figure it out later. We'll just say we're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes down and votes to do something, and we give the man the power, and the thing goes through, and it's sort of half-baked.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a young man. I thought he'd make us a good governor, but I was kind of believe he's been raised with a silver spoon in his mouth, and he don't think they ought to be in any hard places in none of this life. Don't you reckon?
It could well be. One thing that annoyed me was that Prohibition, I was pleased to see that Prohibition went out, that we repealed it, but I think we cheated when we told the opponents that there would be no advertising of liquor, and then as soon as the bill passed, they fudged and said, well, we'll have some advertising. And that doesn't seem to be very fair to me. Mm-hmm. Tell a man one thing and then do just the opposite.
And boy, did you, this county up here, I couldn't tell you just how much tax they paid, 3 month tax. They paid 1 3-month tax here. But you know, it runs into $1 million in this county.
Hmm.
Yeah. Big, I mean, you couldn't figure it across one of them papers there.
Hmm. Well, I'm pleased to see it.
If we don't get that money, the liquor ain't going to hurt me and you. We don't drink it. So it won't hurt us, will it? And the other folks, they'll get it out of some other state anyway.
Sure.
They don't want to go over there.
Well, it's Stillwater. The road that led up to Kansas was just lined with old whiskey bottles.
Uh-huh.
Kids, I guess, would go up and buy it and bring it back. Or maybe not kids. But
it have to be old folks.
Yeah.
The one that's drinking the beer here now and throwing these cans along the road is old people. Half of them is old folks.
I'd rather have it fixed so they can just go down and buy their liquor and take it home and stay there, not get out and ram around the highway.
That's the way I'm about the kids, you know. That's one thing.